It is 6:30. I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. Thank you, everyone, for coming. First item on the agenda this evening is review and approval of the minutes from the prior meeting. If anybody has any corrections or additions, if they'd be kind enough to share them. Otherwise, I'd look for approval of the minutes, please. We got a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? That takes care of our minutes. Just a single public hearing tonight. Conditional use permit for an accessory use child care facility at 202 Fifth Street Southeast. SEMCAC.
All right. I can give a bit of a background here. So just to follow up from our previous planning commission meeting when we had the public hearing to consider the actual zoning text amendment. The planning commission's recommendation did go to city council and the city council did approve the zoning text amendment. So now accessory use child care facilities are allowed as accessories to non-residential uses in the RC, C1, C2, C3, and I-1 zoning districts. And so now going off of that, SEMCAC has applied for this conditional use permit, which would officially allow them to operate an accessory use child care facility at 202 Fifth Street Southeast. You'll recall that SEMCAC is proposing to purchase that property and consolidate many of its services under one roof. So aside from the child care Head Start program, they would also have a senior dining program, an outreach center, food shelf, other associated things falling under the social assistance, welfare, charitable services category, which is already allowed in the I-1 zoning district as of right. So really just adding on the additional component of child care. Previously, the site was Opportunity Services, which also falls under that same social assistance category. So if I refer to the proposed site plan, very minimal changes to the actual site are being proposed. Scroll down all the way there. Really just the addition of the outdoor play area is a key aspect. So they've got 1440 square feet of outdoor play area right there, plus another 375 hard surface. So this would be on the front side of the building between the street and the actual building itself, the main building itself. So it stays out of the easement area. There's a 25-foot easement area along the front of the property there, so no issues with that. Has direct access to the building itself. And then talk about traffic patterns as well. There is going to be a clear pickup and drop-off area, which is located far away from the street, relatively far away, so they would just drive in, loop around, and then drop off right in front of the front door there on the side. So really no issues with generating traffic, even during pickup and drop off peak times. There's plenty of room there. As far as parking goes, there's 20 spaces painted, but identified that there's additional room that could be used for parking if it really were necessary elsewhere on the site. So all in all, fits well with the zoning code and our comprehensive plan. The comprehensive plan stresses quality of life amenities and, you know, improving access for families and all of that. So this is really in line with all of that. Low impacts to the surrounding areas. I know we talked about last meeting with potential buffers from cannabis or adult use businesses. None of those are present in the surrounding area as of now. So really not a lot of impacts with that. And then I'll just go through each of the proposed conditions that staff are proposing for the conditional use permit. The first four of which come directly from the code pretty much already. So it's just number one, access shall be located so that access can be provided without generating significant traffic on local residential streets. Technically not a residential street, but as I said, not anticipating a lot of additional traffic generated by these changes. Number two, student drop-off and loading areas shall not interfere with traffic and pedestrian movements. No issues with that. As I said, clear pickup drop-off areas, room for cars to move in and out, all of that. Number three, an outdoor play area shall be provided that meets or exceeds state licensing minimums. I just included the state licensing minimums language. Our code says 40 square feet per child, which is about half of what's required by the state licensing. So I just kept that consistent there to avoid confusion. Number four, outdoor recreational and play areas shall be located at least 25 feet from any lot in a residential district. Not in a residential district, so that condition doesn't really apply here. Number five, the facility shall meet and maintain all licensing requirements of the Minnesota Department of Children, Youth, and Families, in addition to the standards of the Minnesota Department of Public Safety and the United States Department of Health and Human Services as applicable. So just maintaining all of those license requirements and requirements by the Office of the State Fire Marshal and the Federal Head Start program as well. And then number six, I included, it says, any change to the principal use other than social assistance, welfare, or charitable service shall require an amendment to the conditional use permit. That one is just in place for a situation, say SEMCAC decides that this isn't the right location down the line after they've been operating there, and then it comes time to sell the property. You know, what happens then to the child care aspect? I felt that it was appropriate to have a condition in there that would basically trigger the city to review the site again. Just to make sure that any potential new use would be compatible with the childcare, if they want to continue operating childcare there, or it could be an opportunity to remove the CUP because it wouldn't be needed if they don't want to operate childcare. So that's all I've got for a background. If there's any questions.
Thank you, sir. Any questions? No? If not, I'll go ahead and open up the public hearing. If anybody has anything they'd like to say, if they'd be kind enough to come up to the podium and start with your name and address, please.
Good evening. My name is Jen Hengel. I'm the executive director at SEMCAC. My address is 303 River Street in Rushford, where our main office is for SEMCAC. And as I said at the last meeting, we do have outreach centers in all seven of the counties, where we are the designated community action agency. So here in Dodge County, we do have about 25 employees that work with our Head Start program, outreach and emergency services, senior services, and I think I covered all of them. I mentioned Head Start. So this project is really getting close for us, and we're really excited about it. The opportunity to combine some of our programming into one space and to make it really convenient for our Head Start families to access some of our other services, that this is can make this happen, this project. As Mr. Albers said, Head Start, in order to be allowed in this facility, needed that zoning amendment, and now this request this evening. So we are licensed for 18 children in our current location, but we never have more than 15. 15 is our enrollment for our CASN center, so that's what we're anticipating. The Head Start program operates September through early June. Monday through Thursday is when the kiddos are there. And it's more than just childcare. It's more than preschool, as I mentioned before. It's really about working with the families and making sure that they can access comprehensive services, health care for their children, dental care, like all the well child exams, all of that kind of things, plus get connected with any social services. I'm really about helping to empower them and help to empower the families so that they can achieve that self-sufficiency. So that's what Head Start is all about. But I'm really here to answer any questions that you may have about our project. We do, as Mr. Albers said, require the Head Start performance standards require that we have 75 square feet of outdoor space for our children. So that's why we have even more than what the city code would require. And we're looking forward to working with the city on any other building requirements that we need to make for the project. But we have had the deputy fire marshal through already, so we know what we need to do with wiring, smoke, and CO detectors and that kind of thing. So we're looking at moving forward and also having some renovations done and keeping up with the building maintenance. It was built in 2001 for opportunity services, and so some of the things are original to the building. And so we just some required maintenance that's needed right now, but I don't know if there's any questions for me, but thank you.
What I got a couple.
Of course.
What's the main times? I mean, is it for the drop-off and pickup? Is that like similar to the schools or?
Yeah, we try to coordinate with the school time. So if parents are out getting their kids from elementary schools, that they can swing into Head Start as well. So the program does run around that 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. time frame. And we do also utilize our Rolling Hills Transit bus for children, so it's not 15 families dropping kids off. It might be half of that because some of them are riding the bus as well.
And then what's the staffing during the day? I mean, not with just Head Start, but the building,
sure.
The building in total.
Yep. So, we have our food shelf days are Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so on food shelf days, there will be an additional three people there. But otherwise, we have Kayla and Lisa are our outreach workers. We have an IT specialist there. So that's six so far. And then we'll have five Head Start staff and one senior services staff member for our senior dining program that would operate out of there, and also to get the Meals on Wheels into their trays to be delivered across Dodge County. So the max would be 11, I would say, or 11 to 14. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Thank you, ma'am. Did you have anything you wanted to say, sir?
Yeah, I'll just add one quick thing and then we'll be done.
My name is Neil Witzel. I live south of Casson, 65035 250th Avenue. The only other thing I wanted to add is in regard to the Head Start, that is a secured building. Only people with the fobs get in, so nobody is just going to come running in the building. And staff are right there to guard those doors and keep an eye on it. And the staffing ratio is really well with Head Start, so there's only X number of kids per staff. So it's really a pretty very safe environment. Even on the board, I've gone up to the current location, Head Start, and you don't get in unless somebody comes open the door for you. So just guarantee that for you, it's a safe place for the kids.
Any question?
Okay. Thank you, sir. With that, I will go ahead and close the public hearing. Gentlemen, your thoughts?
Only, I guess, question or concern, I guess, that I would have is after the renovations and everything are complete, that you get a hold of the fire department so we can come take a look.
If there's nothing else, I need a motion, please.
I'll make a motion to recommend approval of the CUP.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
I would second that.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Abstain.
Yeah, one abstention. Sheldon.
Okay.
That would be our recommendation to the City Council. Thank you for coming in, guys.
Thank you so much for the support.
That was the only thing on the agenda, unless anybody has anything else they'd like to discuss. Was that a...
No, I have nothing.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Thank you.
It's March. My annual time to check on Roker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm curious about that, too, with his building permit situation. It's not a...
With the building and, you know, addition to his shop, it would be nice to see what other changes he's potentially making to make sure that we're not falling back into the issues that we had prior to our last go-around with Mr. Wilker.
Understandable. I don't know if anybody wants to go through that. I don't want to go through
that. Yeah, that was all I had.
Okay, anything else? We'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.